This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's only one.
There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports.
This is the Daily Ticket
with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. This one for a Wednesday, the 13th. It's March. It's 2024. It is unbelievable outside. When you walk around and it's 70 degrees in early March, it just makes you feel like a whole new man, doesn't it? Or a woman. Makes you feel like a whole new person. Walking around yesterday, oh, it's delightful. Today, it's going to be great again. Tomorrow, I got 18 holes on the books. You know how every year we always have that late snow in April, late April, right around Tigers opening day? That's not going to happen this year, correct? I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think all the bad weather's behind us. I think nothing but good weather for the next 7-8 months. Beautiful day. As you can tell, I'm stalling. I am. Because what I want to talk about is something that is a little risky. All the people that like me might not like me after this podcast. All the people that don't like me, well, then who the fuck cares, right? You already hate me. So I'm not really taking a chance with y'all. But yesterday was another day of free agency. And unless some big blockbuster move has happened between when I'm recording this podcast, 6:51 on a Tuesday, and when you watch it, the Lions have not been all that impressive in free agency. Now, yesterday, they go get another cornerback, Amik Robertson, from the Las Vegas Raiders. They also re-signed Dan Skipper. I don't know if there's any truth to the rumor that he was reporting eligible when he signed the contract. But if you're looking at their free agency, they brought back Graham Glasgow. They got Amik Robertson. They got Marcus Davenport. They got Carlton Davis. And who else am I missing? Oh, yeah, Dan Skipper. That's it. That's their free agency. And it's the weirdest thing because over the last day, you see really good players go elsewhere. Like, for instance, after I got done with the podcast yesterday, I'm driving home, and what do I see? I see Brian Burns goes to the Giants for a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick. Now, you got to give him a massive amount of money. But who cares? You got money. You imagine Brian Burns on that defense helping out Aiden Hutchinson, getting to the quarterback. All of a sudden, your secondary doesn't matter as much when you get a bunch of guys that can kill a quarterback. Lions don't care, though, right? Danielle Hunter, he's now off the market as well. He went to the Texans. 2 years, $49 million. 16 and a half sacks last year. He's going to play with Will Anderson. The Texans won a playoff game last year. Then they eventually lost to the Ravens. The Texans think they can go to the Super Bowl. The Texans are serious. Are you? Danielle Hunter wanted $30 million a season. He settles for $2 and $49 million. $49 million, it's all guaranteed. You couldn't do that deal. You couldn't put him next to Hutch. You couldn't kill a couple quarterbacks next season. You don't think that would make you better? Of course it would. But where's Brad Holmes? Brad Holmes is saving money. I'm sure you read the tweet by Lions beat writer Justin Rogers saying, the Lions are going to try to save $15 to $20 million for down the road issues, injuries or signing somebody, or I don't know, maybe they think their car is going to break down and they think a brake job is going to be expensive. I've listened to the ticket all yesterday, the morning show, the midday show. I'm not going to count Valeni and Rico because they agree with me. But it's amazing how many people think Brad Holmes has done a nice job in free agency. And I just don't get it because it's been really underwhelming. I'm not saying he's done a bad job. He has addressed needs, but he hasn't addressed them with the right people. Yesterday, I'll be totally honest with you. I did the podcast right after the radio show. I didn't know too much about Carlton Davis. So then, of course, I decided to do a little research. Carlton Davis scares me. Like, yes, he plays great man coverage. Some of the best in the league. Lions are going to play a lot of man. I do think he's going to fit a defense that Aaron Glenn runs. The problem is, are you that much better with him being on your team than you were last year? If he's such a great cornerback, why did Tampa Bay let him go in the last year of his deal at $14.3 million owed? There's this comparison out there. I'm not going to do this, but I'll tell you about it. If you put the stats of Jerry Jacobs and Carlton Davis side by side, pretty much the same season last year. And that's not fair. I get it. But I got other stuff that stresses me out about this guy. I think he can cover big receivers. I think he covered other teams' top receivers. I like him because he's physical. The problem is, over the last 2 to 3 years, his play has declined. I'm reading tweets from this guy by the name of John Ledyard, who covers him, covers the NFL, very knowledgeable about Davis. Let me just read this to you. He says, never been the best athlete, but very good. Says, not going to make many mental mistakes. Can play man or zone. Didn't play man much in Tampa, but was mostly good when he did. Matches up better with bigger receivers. There you go. Okay? That's all good stuff. But here's the bad stuff. And this is the stuff that I don't like. I don't think you should like it either. Biggest concerns are some declining play the past 2 years. Lots of injuries to lots of different areas. Obvious decline in physicality, which I think is troublesome. And tackling from the past 2 years. Rarely runs through contact and gets shaken up a lot in games. Penalties have been issues in the past too. So now that he's less physical, apparently he's getting more penalties. But if you look at this guy's injuries over the last year alone, last season, concussion, groin, hip, toe, shoulder. That was in 2023 alone. You already got Emmanuel Mosley that you brought back. Don't care about the price. But he played all of 2 snaps for you last year. You went and got Carlton Sutton, who has not been healthy at all for back-to-back seasons. Last year, he missed 4 games with injuries. He's banged up a lot of those games he played in last year. Now, he did a nice job against the Lions. Jared Goff targeted his way 9 times, only completed passes for 29 total yards. But I do think you are running a risk just hoping these guys are going to stay healthy. Is he going to stay healthy? I ask you, if he doesn't, you are no better this year than you were last year. And if you look at the corners and secondary members that you have this year, is that wreaking any kind of confidence with you? Last year, you gave up 400 yards through the air a game. Last year, Justin Jefferson and Puka Nacua and Mike Evans thrashed you in big games that matter. Defense was lucky enough to keep those offenses out of the end zone, or you would have lost those games. Nick Mullins threw for almost 800 total yards against you in 2 games in 3 weeks. CeeDee Lamb went off for like 170 when you played Dallas. You need an upgrade in your secondary. And doing it this way, going out and getting a guy that, yeah, he's going to be helpful if he's healthy, is not the right way to do it. L'Jarius Sneed is sitting out there. You got to give up more for him. You got to sign him to a big contract. You got the money. He's the best on the market. And guess what? Look at his stats. I'm not saying he blows Carlton Davis away, but he does in one category. Played in 16 games last year. Year before, 17 games. You got a team that should be Super Bowl ready. You got 2 big needs on that team. And Brad Holmes is filling it with guys that are just okay to good. Where's the greats, Brad? You got the money. Go out and spend it. Your secondary is weak. Your defensive line is weak. You made the NFC title game. Why not throw everything you got at those two positions, make your defense a strength instead of a weakness, and let's go to war and see what the fuck happens? Look at the defensive line. You bring in Marcus Davenport. First-round pick, what, back in 2018? He played all of four games last year. He's always been one of those guys that you really think he's going to be good every year until he's not, productive. 1 year, he had 9 sacks 3 years ago. You look at a guy like Danielle Hunter, who you could have had, and he didn't go for all that much, 2 years, $49 million. He had 16 and a half sacks last year. Imagine him next to Hutch. I don't think Holmes is doing a bad job. And I apologize to you because I was way more positive on Davis yesterday than I am today. But after doing some research, I want to know why everybody loves these free agent moves. I just did a radio show. I asked that question. And a weird thing happened when I called people out on it, asking people, why don't you love this? Or why do you love this? There weren't a whole lot of people that actually loved it. I get it, man. You don't want to doubt a guy like Holmes. He's given you something you've never thought you would ever have, NFC title appearance game. And you do believe this team can go to a Super Bowl. And I agree with you 100%. But the problem is Brad Holmes is a great drafter. I'm not so sure he's a great free agent guy. And I do think it's a huge step from building a team from nothing to something like we saw, and then taking that something and making it Super Bowl caliber. Is he capable? I think he is. But so far, these moves are very meh. They're very bland. And I want to know from you, why does everybody love these free agent moves so much? Why? I'm worried that Carlton Davis won't be able to stay healthy. Marcus Davenport is never healthy. Meanwhile, guys are coming off the board that could really help you. I'm not saying being irresponsible. I know you got some big signings coming up. You got to pay Goff eventually. You got to pay Amon-Ra St. Brown eventually. Aiden Hutchinson, Penei Sewell. I get all that stuff. But you got money, and the salary cap really isn't real. You don't believe me? How's Philly signing all their guys? I thought the Rams were dead. All they do is sign player after player after player. The salary cap is made up. All you got to do is restructure contracts. By the way, the Lions did some of that with Kaminsky. They got him to take a pay cut, and they gave him $500,000. So they got like $2 million more of salary cap money. What are they going to use it for? The more I talk about it, the more I think about it, it frustrates me. I think Brad Holmes has done a wonderful job. I don't want anybody else to be my GM. I think he's been awesome. But free agency, last year, trying to put together a secondary, you failed. Let's be honest. Cam Sutton ranked the 6th worst free agent signing of last season. Emmanuel Mosley did nothing but get hurt. Not your fault. This year, you try it again. You go out and get Carlton Davis, a guy that just continues to decline year after year, and more than likely is going to get injured again. I think you're hoping that guys stay healthy, and I don't think hope is a good strategy. So I want to know from you. And for all I know, by the time you watch this, the Lions went out and they did get L'Jarius Sneed. Then I look like a moron. But I want to know from you, why do you love this free agency so much by Brad Holmes? Or are you like me? Meh. It's been kind of meh. I'll do it again for you. Meh. Let me know in the comment sections. In the meantime, let me read some comments from yesterday's podcast and then let you get on your way. I got to get off this. The Wings are about to take on the Sabres, and Oakland University has a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. How about that for Greg Campy? First time in 12 years. Going to go watch that game. Anyway, comments from yesterday's podcast about Carlton Davis. No Clue, 4U384, says, hey, Lions fans, Bucks fan here. Your team did just fine with the trade. Carlton is an above-average corner when playing man. Probably top 10. But he's not good in zone. He is a very good coverage guy. Won't give you a lot of turnovers, but very good in man. Bucks have some very good young corners that played very well last year when they got the chance. Both teams did well in this trade. Notice No Clue for you, 38-4, didn't mention his health issues. How about Gene Ode, 9048? How would you pronounce this? Jean Nude, 9048. Says, the haircut looks good on you, man. How about that? Peter Van Larhoven, 1461. Jeff, thoughts on not trading for Burns? I mean, I just gave them to you. Brian Burns would look really good in this defense. And then one more for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
YouTube, not iTube. I'm concerned about signing yet another injury-prone player. There we go. My fear is Davis gets knocked out early in the season, and we're left holding the bag again. Unless we make another move in the draft or free agency, I'm not impressed so far. But hey, what do I know? Hopefully I'm wrong. There you go. YouTube, not iTube. I'm totally with you. And then I got one more. Actually, hold on. Hold on. This is a treat, people. Hold on. Hold on a second. It doesn't matter what the fuck I think. You know what matters? What this man thinks. If this man that I bring in right now, if he says Holmes did a great job with this free agent class, I'm going to change my tune. Let's bring in the great Tony Ortiz. Tony from WWJ, works for The Ticket as well, covered the Lions for such a long time. Jim Caldwell gave you a game ball.
I remember that. It's still in the house. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
I came by to say hello and didn't realize you were recording, so I apologize for interrupting if I interrupted.
You didn't interrupt. You're making the podcast better. Nobody cares about me.
Hi, podcast people. How are you?
All right, so let me ask you.
Yeah.
I'm saying Brad Holmes did a fine job, but just rather underwhelming. I see Danielle Hunter go to Houston, 2 years, $49 million. I see Brian Burns gets traded for from the Giants. All you did was go get a corner that, yeah, he's fine, but he doesn't stay healthy.
Right.
Has Brad Holmes done a good job so far?
Yet to be determined. And here's why. He did the same thing last year where he let a lot of the big names go early. You saw a lot of big signings and people were like, well, where's Brad Holmes? What is he doing? And then he waited till the second wave of free agency to start filling in the holes on the Lions roster. So to me, yet to be determined. Let's see what he does when the second wave of free agency begins. Let's see how he plugs some of the big holes that the Lions have yet to plug.
They need offensive line help, obviously. I still think they need more secondary help.
I agree.
And they need help on the defensive line, despite the fact, I mean, Marcus Davenport's another one. He can't stay healthy either.
Correct. And here's another thing. They might need another wide receiver if Josh Reynolds doesn't come back. If he goes in free agency and signs with somebody else, and haven't seen him sign with anybody else yet, but that's another receiver that they could be using. So, again, let's see what he does in the second wave of free agency. If he can fill the necessary holes in that second wave, then he did the right thing. If, however, those holes still exist, that's a problem.
Last one for you.
Yeah.
I know you got to go. Who was your favorite Lion to cover? Who was the coolest Lion to Tony Ortiz? Was it Calvin?
Yeah, it was Calvin. I'm going to surprise you. There are four that come to mind.
Four Lions.
Calvin Johnson was awesome.
Okay.
Loved dealing with him. Dominic Raiola and Jeff Backus were amazing to cover. They were two of my favorite people to cover. And I got along with a lot of the offensive linemen really well. The fourth guy, Joey Harrington.
Oh, wow.
Joey
Blue Skies.
Joey was phenomenal. Got to meet his family. He was so easy to cover. I could talk to him about anything. And those were my four favorites. Dre Bly would be another name that immediately came to mind. Mike Furry comes to mind as well. There were a lot of good guys, but those are the four that come to mind almost immediately.
I got into an argument with Dre Bly one time. He didn't like me very much.
He didn't like me very much.
We have thousands of people that watch the Daily Ticket on a daily basis. Do you have a message for them?
Keep watching Jeff. Jeff does a great job on this. I listen to you at home when I need to get my fix. So
nobody needs a fix of me.
Keep listening to, I'm going to tell you all something that you're going to find unbelievable. Okay. Jeff and my wife were born on the exact same day.
Good day. September 13th.
September 13th. And they think alike. That's scary. So there you go. And she also says that Jeff is her favorite person on the ticket. And that included when I used to do stuff on the ticket, Jeff was her favorite person. So there you go.
Look at that. Wow. Well, I just say, you know, my wife likes you better than me. But to be fair, my wife likes everybody better than me.
Jeff, good to see you, man.
The great Tony Ortiz. Listen, if you're at home, please applaud.
Thank you.
Hold on. I'll do that for you. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to see you, man.
The great Tony Ortiz. All right. We'll catch you tomorrow on Thursday. Goodbye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.